Welcome to the Tuesday edition of The Encouraging Word, featuring the Bible-based preaching of Dr. Don Wilton and a message on coming back home. The Encouraging Word. Today we begin a two-part message series from Dr. Wilton about coming back home. And as we open God's Word about a story you may be familiar with, the story of the prodigal son, I think you'll see it in a couple of different lights over these next 2 days. And as we study the Word together, know that we're here for you. We'd love to pray for you, pray with you. Maybe you have a prodigal that you'd like for us to be praying with, specifically by name. It would be our great privilege. Give us a call. 866-899-WORD is the phone number. That's 866-899-9673. Or meet us online, keyboard to keyboard, at tewonline.org. Now let's open our hearts and God's Word together for today's message with Dr. Don Wilton here on The Encouraging Word.
Now today, God has burned this in my heart. And I just want to say to you today, I'm praying for you. I'm really praying for you today. And I want to do that right now. Just bow your heads with me for a second. Lord, I want to pray today, and I know I'm not praying for just one person. There are hundreds of people today whose lives are going to be dramatically changed because of what they hear from the Word of God and what they do as a result right now. I'm praying for husbands, fathers, mothers, daughters, sons. I'm praying for people right now who have just gotten far away. And they are not where they need to be when it comes to who you are. So speak to us. Lord, today there's someone out there whose life will change in the next few minutes. I pray this in Jesus' name. Amen. I want to speak to you about coming back home. So take your Bibles. Turn with me to Luke chapter 15 and verse 11. Coming back home. His life, my life. Why do you suppose Jesus told this incredible story about some young man who grew up in a home, was part of his father's house, and then just walked out? I want everybody to look at me. You know this is the story of the prodigal son, so do I. This is what Jesus had in mind. There are hundreds of us. Right now, listening, there is a son. You don't know why you're listening to this, but you are. You've stopped and you're just listening. And you need to come back home. There's a daughter. There's a husband. You're not divorced. You haven't left your house, you haven't abandoned anything, but your heart has. You can stay right where you are, not change anything from what it looks like on the outside, but you've left your father's house. You may even be in church and you've left. You're away somewhere and you're hurting. Just want to read this to you, and I'm going to show you something very precious here. This is what Jesus said in verse 11. Jesus said there was a man who had two sons, and the younger of them said to his father, "Father, give me the share of the property that is coming to me." And so the father divided his property between them, and not many days later, the younger son gathered all he had, and he took a journey into a far country. And there he squandered his property in reckless living. And when he had spent everything, a severe famine arose in the country, and he began to be in need. So he went and hired himself to one of the citizens of that country, who gave him a job and sent him into the field to go and feed his pigs. And he was longing, this son, he was longing to be fed even with the food that the pigs were given, but no one gave him anything. But when he came to himself, he said, "How many of my father's hired servants have more than enough bread, but I perish here with hunger. I will arise and I will go to my father and I will say to him, Father, I've sinned against heaven and I've sinned against earth and I've sinned before you. In fact, I'm no longer worthy to be called your son, so just treat me as one of your hired servants. And he arose and he came to his father, but while he was still a long way off, his father saw him and felt compassion and ran and embraced him and kissed him. And the son said to him, Father, I've sinned against heaven and before you. I'm no longer worthy to be your son. But the father said to his servants, bring quickly the best robe and put it on him and put a ring on his hand and shoes on his feet and bring the fattened calf and kill it and let us eat and celebrate. For this my son was dead and is alive again. He was lost and is found. And they began to celebrate. I'm going to just put down in front of all of us just the facts. This is what Jesus showed us. These are just the facts. This is what happened. This is what Jesus presented to those who were listening. These are the facts. Number one, he left home. He left home. It's like having a wife who really loves you and children who adore you and just something starts to stir and you just leave. It's like a daughter growing up in a home and mom and dad really love her and take care of her and just something starts to stir. And that's the same daughter that gave her life to Christ and went on that prison tour. And all of a sudden, at some stage, when got to college or still in high school, just the stirring. I'm going to keep talking about that. There's just this restlessness and just leave. And all of a sudden, your heart is not where it needs to be. He left home. Number two, he squandered what he had. That's what usually happens, isn't it? You know, when you leave your father's house, you leave the zone of God's provision, you very quickly are just going to squander what you have. I remember speaking to a man who was in his 40s and he'd just spent the last 20 years just trying to find whatever it is that he was looking for, could never define it. Now, in his case, his wandering and squandering led to drugs and alcohol. And I told you, folks, everybody falls into this. You know, what do you do when you go and live with pigs? Where do you end up? And so for every person, it's different. But the bottom line was he just squandered. Just kind of, that word there means just literally spent all the good things and ended up with nothing, which is number three, he ran out. That's what Jesus said, he ran out. He all of a sudden got to the point where he just ran out. I often, this is an obvious, but I will see some of our friends sometimes who are homeless and I just love them. I'm so grateful that we have an opportunity to love on people. I'm not there to condemn anybody. I just want to love on them, and that's what we do. But I often look at someone, I say, I wonder where that person came from. Where were you at one time? What happened to that little girl? What happened to that boy? So number four, he hired out. Now we get the desperate. By the way, he was in a foreign land. Anytime you leave the circle of your father's love, your mother's love, in this case, obviously speaking about our Heavenly Father, as soon as you leave that, you get in amongst the pagans. You're in a different world. You're in the world's world. The world's world is a tough place. One of the biggest scourges we've got in America is sex trafficking. You want me to go into detail this morning? You know how many young girls have grown up in wonderful homes, Something stirs, they got to go, and they end up going. I don't even want to talk to you. What happens? You know it. Let's not get all pious about this. Number five, he gave out. He just gave out. That's what Jesus said in verse 16. He just gave out. No, nobody gave him anything. He just gave out. He reached the end of the line. He just wanted even a morsel that the pigs would eat from. Nobody gave him anything. He was down. He was at the end of it all. Number six, he came to his senses. I think verse 17 is so key. And I want you to know today that that's what I'm praying for you. You're listening right now, aren't you? It's a deep thing here. That's what I'm praying for. Praying that for your life. He came to his senses. All of a sudden, this realization, this remembrance of his father's house. And so number seven, he came back home. I love that. It's so simple. He came back home. But I know that in doing that, it's not so simple. Because the irony is that the further you get away from the Lord, it seems like the more the battle, it's like you get deeper and deeper into the hole. And some of you today are you going to say, but I just don't think I can ever do this. Now, I can give to you, the obvious illustrations, Don't just go up to someone who is battling with drug addiction and say, listen, just get up and get over it. This is a very deep thing. This is a big issue. And addictions are extremely serious and difficult things to overcome. And it's a lifetime. But he came to his senses and he got up and he went back. And there's such a beautiful picture here because Jesus wanted us to know that even before he actually got back to his father's house, there was his father. It's really an amazing story.
Forgive the interruption. We'll be back with more of today's message on coming back home. But that phrase, he came to his senses. Are there situations and circumstances in your life right now where you realize God is stirring through the preaching of Dr. Wilton and maybe other things you've been hearing in these last 24, 48 hours, that there's areas that you need to come to your senses in? Well, we would love to pray with you about that. Because God is continually helping us change our course, refine our place so that we go to the center of God's will, not to his permissive will left or right, but the center of his will. We'd love to pray for you. Our number is 866-899-WORD. It really is an important part of our ministry is the encouraging word to encouragingly pray for you. 866-899-9673 is the phone number, not just now during the broadcast, but anytime, day or night. 866-899-9673 or online at tewonline.org. Now back to today's message with Dr. Don.
Now what I want to do here very quickly for you today as we look at this, I want you to be blessed by this. I want to first of all speak to those who are still at home. So now I'm going to speak to a wife who's praying for a husband, to a mother who's praying for a son or a daughter, for parents who are praying for children who've grown up a long time ago. Do you know how many parents there are that are my age, who have grandchildren, whose sons and daughters who are in their 30s and 40s and 50s, and their own children, who are the parents of their grandchildren, are so far from God. And those parents are sitting there crying because they love their now grown children so much. God will apply that. So I want to speak, first of all, you ready for this? I want to speak to those of us who are still in our Father's house. We're at home. We're in the house. And we're asking ourselves, what can we do for those that we love who are living far away in a foreign land and are at the end of their rope or are headed that way or are battling with this and who are hurting, and we know they're hurting. And they listen, when people hurt, they won't even want to talk to you. Anger gets in. Barriers are built. Walls of resistance becomes the most complex issue you can ever deal with. If you've got a son who has gone off into a foreign land, he'll even excommunicate you. He'll stop talking to you. Doesn't want to have a conversation. And some of you looking today and you're saying, you know what, I haven't spoken to my daughter in 5 years. She has nothing to do with me. That's who I'm talking about. I just want to say this to you today. I want you to be blessed. Here's a few thoughts for you. You might want to write these down. I'm going to give you 7 points, 7 things that you can do. Number one, get help yourself. Start with yourself. Get equipped. Almost before you think about the person you love that you want to help come back home, there are so many wonderful people around us, godly people, people who know, people who have been there. They've been there, done that, and they've got that life experience. So get help yourself. That's number one. Don't just depend on your own. This is why I'm telling you this, is because when someone you love leaves home, and I'll tell you what's going to happen, it'll break your heart, and it's very difficult to know what to do when you're operating from a broken heart. So get help yourself. Speak to your pastor, to your friend, to your minister, to your... Read, there's so many wonderful books and resources. Number two, show unconditional love. Now, that's a tough one. Now, here's the reason why this is tough. Because many people who leave home, get away from the Father's house, they don't respond to love the way we think they should. Because they're hurting. They hit back. Many really hurting people don't talk. They just cuss. So what comes back is very difficult to sustain unconditional love. Can you imagine how hurt the heart of Jesus must be when we go off to a foreign land and we just squander all the blessings and the joy of what we know to be true in Christ, how it must hurt him, and yet he loves us unconditionally. Wow. So that's a tough one, isn't it? Especially when there's not a whole lot of love coming back. Number three, keep yourself healthy. I always say this to people who are going through long periods of sickness. If you have a family member who is extremely ill and you love them, you love them. I've met so many people who have mothers and fathers. I want you to all listen. If you've got an elderly parent right now and you love your mom and you love your dad with all your heart, keep yourself healthy. Because the less healthy you are, the less you are actually able to love on that elderly parent. I'll watch people in our hospitals who spend night after night after night sleeping in a hospital next to a loved one. Did I say you shouldn't do that? No. But I'll tell you, I watch a lot of our people. They are so tired. Excuse me, how do you sleep in a hospital? Hospitals, those nurses will wake you up to see whether or not you've gone to sleep. They don't get it. And they serve breakfast like at 5:30 a.m. Who in their right mind eats breakfast at 5:30 a.m.? You understand what I'm saying. So here you are loving on your mother, your father. They're elderly, they're in bed, they're being so well taken care of, and you're in that hospital night after night sleeping on a chair. And your own life goes downhill. And then everybody else begins to suffer. Your children, your husband, your wife, your family. So that's the point here. Keep yourself healthy. Number four, show conviction, not compromise. Show conviction. Demonstrate conviction, not compromise. You will never help that person to come back home by compromising in agreement with the things that they are doing that you know they ought not to be doing. So you've got to be able to demonstrate. You know what that's called in classic terms? Tough love. Don't agree with their behavior. Show to them conviction. Now, by the way, I'm going to get to that. Conviction is not, now I'm going to just tell. That doesn't work. That's maybe one of the reasons they left. Showing conviction is a spiritual thing. It's standing firmly in the zone of your relationship with Jesus Christ, never compromising truth. Number five, here's a big one. Ready for this? Never give up. Have you got to the point where you've said, that's it? I'm just going to ask you to reel back in a little bit. Don't give up. Never, 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 never give up on that person you love. Don't give up. Even when they are at their absolute worst, always show love to them. That's jolly hard, isn't it? Love always prevails. Number six, you're going to have to listen to this one. Don't feed, but keep your phone on. Now, let me explain what I mean by that. One of our ways in which we think we minister to people is by feeding their problem. So can I use an obvious illustration? Money. So here's son, daughter, husband, whatever it might be, whatever capacity you're in. As long as they can keep getting money from you, it's going to be okay. Don't give them money because you're feeding the problem. But don't turn your phone off, because I promise you, you'll get a phone call. You got to seriously think about how you're going to shut someone off. You don't shut them off and shut them out any more than you give up on them. Now, I'll tell you what, it's not quite as easy as it says not to give up. I've got people and that I know that they've had years and years of bad behavior, rejection, people disowning, and they finally got it. Well, he's big enough. He's on his own as far as he's concerned. Let him just go and do whatever. That's tough. I'm out of here drawing the line. I've disowned them. Don't do that. Don't ever give up on those that you love. Because Jesus has never given up on us, and our Father never gave up on this young man, and he even took off and went to live in Syria. So don't feed the problem. Don't facilitate their behavior. But don't ever turn off your phone. And here's one more. This is the biggest one of all. Number seven, fight from your knees. Fight from your knees. There is no greater, more powerful means that God has given to us concerning those that we love that have wandered far from God than on our knees, beseeching God to do something that we can't do ourselves. He always answers prayer, and he's in control, and God will do things that you and I cannot do. And by the way, that's what praying for a miracle is, isn't it? Miracle is something only God can do. And someone might be listening today and saying, gosh, do I need that? Because we've tried everything under the sun. Folks, I've got people, friends who have sent children and adults and done this and stretched that and driven this mile and done that and flat worn themselves out. Love is a powerful thing, you know. I tell you, I want to commend you for being faithful to the person who has left home. Human nature battles with that, depending on what circumstance. And there's someone today, you got a broken heart. You know what I'm going to do? I'm going to thank God for your broken heart. I love you for that. I thank God for your broken heart and for your tears, because you really love that person, don't you? And we are here for you. And God answers prayer. Fight from your knees.
Oh, that's the place we do it. That's the place we fight, on our knees in prayer. Oh, how we'd love to join you in that fight. We're here at 866-899-WORD. That's 866-899-9673. Or online at tewonline.org. But you know, you may not realize that you have this resource that's the power of talking to the creator of the universe, because you've yet to give your life to him. You've yet to become a part of the family of God. Again, if you would take just the next 30 seconds and hear what Dr. Don has to say, this could be the most important part, the most important 30 seconds of our day together.
God has spoken to you, hasn't he? And you're ready to give your heart to Jesus. I'd love to help you right now. Would you pray this prayer with me and accept Jesus into your heart and life? Dear God, I know that I'm a sinner. I know that Jesus loves me and died for me on the cross. Right now, I repent of my sin and I confess my sin to the Lord Jesus Christ. Come into my heart and save me today and forgive me for my sin. In Jesus' name I pray. Amen. If you've prayed that prayer, we'd love to get alongside of you and celebrate with you and send you some literature and help you as you begin to grow. And I want you to know that I love you very, very much.
If God has spoken to you through Dr. Don Wilton and you realize there needs to be a change, a course correction, let us help you put a line in the sand. Help us make this day, this particular Tuesday, a day where all of a sudden it's not going to be the same tomorrow. Cinco de Mayo, is that what it is today? It is May the 5th. No matter what the day proceeds forward, no matter what holiday it might be, today could be the day we celebrate God changing your life from the inside out. Let us pray with you, pray for you, put some free resources in your hands. We stand ready to do that right now at 866-899-WORD. That's our phone number, 866-899-WORD. 9673, or meet us online at tewonline.org. That's a great place you'll discover more about who we are and how you might become an encourager to us.
Have you been praying on how you can serve God? We all have unsaved friends, loved ones, and people we don't even know all around us that need to hear the gospel. Together, we can do much to impact the world for Jesus Christ. Make a commitment today. Help spread the gospel in 2020. Call us at 866-899-WORD to request an encourager brochure today. We would love to have you partner with us. We cannot carry out our mission to reach others without you. The Encouraging Word is a viewer and listener supported ministry that trusts in God to supply our needs through people. We are delivering the gospel with you and for you to others. Thank you for listening today.
We appreciate the opportunity to partner with you. If you're interested in becoming an encourager, meet us online at tewonline.org. But more importantly, if you just need to have someone pray with you, call us right now at 866-899-WORD. That's 866-899-9673.